For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight at 6.
There are actually a few coronavirus patients and I shook hands with everybody. You'll be pleased to know that.
It was all part of Carol Baskin's plan, Latina.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm a person with common sense.
We're all in this together.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, let's start with some foreign affairs news. Australia announced this week it's going to improve diplomatic relations with our Pacific neighbours, try to deepen the connection with our Polynesian pals. And one way we're going to do that is by giving them a taste of Aussie culture. The bureaucrats at the Department of Foreign Affairs have come up with a selection of Australian TV shows that are going to be shown on free-to-air TV stations in these countries for the first time. So we're talking the likes of Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, Fiji. They're going to be showing the finest Aussie television we have to offer. Now, we won't be subjecting them to rubbish, reruns of Burjo's Catchphrase or the highlights of Question Time. DFAT says they're only getting the best. And do you want to know which Aussie shows we'll be going to wear? All right, well, what better way to be nicer neighbours with our neighbours than showing them? There's my 80s reference for your show too.
Well done.
Thank you.
Not sure if we're giving them episodes from the Scott and Charlene days or we're expecting them to catch up really quickly on 35 years of weak storyline. So that's one program. What else will be shown? Well, yeah, MasterChef will no doubt be popular with the islanders. They love their food and they're going to love the next mystery box challenge, won't they? I can just imagine the natives in the high country of PNG salivating over Poe's smoked salmon potato cakes with herb creme fraiche. Have we got anything better than MasterChef to show them? This show could work. Households in Nauru yelling at the telly for Guy and Delta to turn their chairs around. Yes, I reckon they're going to love The Voice and Kelly Rowland's plunging neckline. But, you know, the show the Australian government is going to broadcast to Pacific nations that I think is really going to have an impact.
Tonight on Border Security, a backpacker arrives with a snowboard in the middle of summer.
Oh, yeah. Nothing says let's improve diplomatic ties than showing them the consequences of bringing a suitcase full of dead fish into our country. Now let's head to the US. And just when you thought things couldn't get any worse over there, they were already struggling with a pandemic when a few weeks ago America became swamped by an invasion of vicious insects.
Dubbed the murder hornet for its powerful sting and the way it decapitates its prey.
Murder Hornet, such a friendly name. So that was a few weeks ago. But now there's a new threat, Tanya and Steve. Plagues of cicadas.
Different types of cicadas appear every summer, but this spring, a group known as Brood 2 will be back after 17 years.
So this type of cicada has been living underground for 17 years. Mind you, once they see the mess that's going on at the moment, I'd be going back for another 17 years. Yes. Anyway, after all that time in hibernation, they've picked the middle of a global health crisis to finally spread their wings in biblical proportions.
How many cicadas are we talking here?
We're talking about a boatload of cicadas. There could be as many as a billion cicadas per square mile.
Okay, just a few. So they're going to emerge around Virginia, West Virginia and North Carolina over the next month. But as for what they plan to do while they're here.
They sing, mate, lay eggs and then die in trees, all in just 4 to 6 weeks.
Aww. So basically a giant, noisy sex and death party. You'd think after 17 years in isolation they might want to do some travelling, a bit of sightseeing, but no, they just want to shag until their last breath. Even the bug experts agree it's a pretty wild shindig.
The males will get up there, they'll get eyeball to eyeball with the women. It's going to be about birth. It's going to be about romance and love and sex. And it's going to be about death.
To be honest, it doesn't sound too bad except for the whole dying at the end part. Anyway, so that's what the cicadas are getting up to. But what about the poor folk who are about to be swamped by these insects? What are they meant to do? Well, the experts say cicadas are actually pretty tasty.
You can have boiled cicada, fried cicada, stir-fried cicada, cicada Shanghai, cicada barbecue. And when you eat a soft-shelled cicada, it's got a delicate nutty flavor, a buttery texture, and hints of the tannins from the oak trees they fed on for 17 years.
What kind of wine do you recommend to drink with them?
I recommend a Merlot would be perfect.
That quickly went from this is disgusting to I want to book a table for two. Feed me some stir-fry cicada. Yes. Anyway, that's my look back of the week that was.
Nice one. Thank you, Dave.
There's Dave's weekly news wrap. All thanks to NBN News. For more news, sport and weather, be watching NBN News tonight at 6 o'clock.